This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today we're in sunny Leith, and I'm here with
Claudia Escobar.
And Claudia, you are part of a new exhibition which is taking place here at Custom Lane.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell me what you're exhibiting.
I'm exhibiting a first, I would say, in the world, which is it's raw linen denim made in Scotland. Okay.
How did you make it?
Oh, well. I contacted the oldest and the only linen weaver in the UK, Peter Gregson, and they kindly wove for me, 30 meters of the sample material.
And what did you do with it then?
And then we took this raw linen twill, which is a twill, so we are going to call it raw linen twill made in Scotland. So as not to interfere, with maybe the branding of denim or jeans. The concept of this is to finish it with the elements of nature. So we get a product that's 100% sustainable from, from seed to basically finished item. And then the first experimental finishing with the elements of nature, I decided to finish it in the bottom of the sea.
So you put this beautiful material,
yes,
into a lobster pot, and you put it into the sea.
Yes.
Where did you do this?
In New Haven Harbor. We did it with the lobster man. He's an icon, I would say, in New Haven, and we're friends for many years. And he agreed to, place, this linen twill in one of his lobster pots, a vintage one though. Okay, not a modern one. Not just any old lobster pot, a special one. And it stayed in the bottom of the bay for 9 days, to see what was going to happen. And it actually, it was, I would say, finished by lobsters and sea urchins and sea snails.
What effect are you trying to get, though, by doing that?
Well, I'm just trying to present a sustainable pair of linen breeks, basically, that have been finished by the elements of nature. So that it's sustainable in its core.
Tell me about linen, though. Linen is sustainable because of the water that it doesn't use. Really.
Exactly, for the water that it doesn't use, and also for its durability and the rotation of crops as well. It's not like cotton, because cotton will use, huge amounts of water. And, linen has been, traditionally woven since the era of the Egyptians, and the Vikings, and it's a very noble material.
So now that you've got your, shall we call it weathered somehow or another, weathered linen, what do you call it?
Well, I wouldn't call it weathered. I would call it, it's been finished by a lobster pot, And the effect was that it changed color. So from a flax natural,
It's gone quite dark.
It's gone very green, And so what you see there, it's not finished yet. We're still finishing it.
How are you going to finish it?
Well, right now it's got full of salts and, some maybe microalgae that are still intervening the flax. And then we're going to rinse it in the water of Leith, like at source ideally. Rinse it for a whole day. And then after that, dry it under the sun. And then iron it. And then obviously take it to the tailor, craftsman tailor, to do couture linen breeks made in Scotland.
It's such a mad idea. Where did you start with this idea? How did you learn about textiles?
Well, I studied fashion design in Chile, and I was always interested in sustainability. That's why I've always worked with natural materials, like linen, wools, and salmon skin, which is also one of my, contributions into the fashion world as an alternative to, traditional leathers. And at the time I was working with a Chilean weaver, and we kind of talked about, doing denim, and we had some samples made and etc. And then obviously, we didn't pursue it further because I was doing this at the same time, the salmon skin. And then I came to London to launch Skinny London, the new label for salmon skin. And then I came to Scotland to see if we could tan the salmon skins in Scotland. At the time. Then I loved Scotland.
And you stayed in Edinburgh?
I stayed in Leith. And I found Scotland to be a place of like huge potential, inspirational completely, because everywhere you look there's something that you could do, and it's just amazing. So I would call Scotland my home. We've got a brand, it's a new Scottish hot couture brand called Papa Wesray. Okay, so these are going to be the Wesray line of Papa Wesray, which are going to be the linen twill briques, finished by the elements of nature.
What are these briques going to look like? Are they going to be just below the knee, or are they going to be
full
length?
They're going to be customized by what the customer wants, okay? So you could have a traditional, you know, kind of denim concept, or you know, it's up to the customer.
So you could have them like a pair of jeans or like a pair of knickerbockers.
Absolutely. It's up to you what you want. And the finish as well. The finish will be, you know, up to the customer what he would like. If either finished in the lobster pot in New Haven, or maybe finished in the water of Leith, or maybe finished, I don't know, in some beach somewhere in the sand, like sandblasted, or maybe air dried and sun dried and exposed to the elements in the highlands, in the heather, you know, bushes. Those are all the kind of ideas we have.
Where can people get more information about your products?
Well, we have an Instagram account, okay, which is called Papa Wesray.
That's PapaWesray.
Yeah, that's the one. And it's the name of an island, you know, in Orkney. But obviously, we couldn't buy the name of the island. But we bought Wes apostrophe Ray, and it looks really beautiful graphically as well. And it's got a special connotation for me, because when I was there and in the Orkney Islands, it was just, you know, very inspiring. Very inspiring, and that's where the name comes from.
Well, I wish you well with Papa Wesray, and people can come and see your lovely linen here at Custom House.
Yeah, the exhibition is on the 25 and 26th of May, from 10 in the morning until basically closure, which is, I think, at 4. And they can come and see work from other artists as well. There are going to be talks, and it's all about, you know, the maritime heritage and Leith community work, really. Yeah.
That's lovely. Thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.